Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, like I said, is all about your kids, your money, your plans. And we're going to be talking about how to introduce the concept of credit to your kids and starting kids off right, how to get that first job. So I'm not talking about the first real job, but I'm talking about when your little ones are asking you for money and you're like, you know, when I was your age, I used to mow the lawn or shovel the snow. We're going to talk a little bit about those kind of concepts, what to do with those little ones who want to earn a little extra money and understand the concept of work and work ethics and stuff like that. And like I said, the first part of our show, we're going to be talking about the concepts of credit and your kids. But before we do anything else, we must play our disclaimer. So I will meet you on the other side of that. And until then, sit back, relax. You're going to have a great show.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Paracon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and thank you, yes, for joining us for Secure Your Life. Tonight, it is all about the kids, your money, your plans. So speaking of plans, it is time for us to start thinking about talking to our kids about credit. And the reason why this is important is because too many times kids get into big trouble once they get to college. I mean, just because you're 18, you graduated from high school, does not necessarily make you an adult, does not make you ready, as they say, for the real world or the new world. So it's time for us to start talking to kids early about credit and why it is so important to make sure that you start off right and that you do not abuse what is very important, which is protecting your Social Security number, as well as when you are introduced to credit, that you use it wisely. So we're going to start talking about a little bit of those concepts today. There's a window of opportunity to teach your children all about the responsibilities even before they leave home. Most likely they'll be exposed to credit cards in college. I know I was. I'm pretty sure a lot of you all listening to me now was introduced to the wonderful good and bad world of credit. And if your parents did not prepare you properly to understand that a credit card is not cash, you know, and it does not mean just because you get credit for something, you do have to pay in 30 days or net 28 days in some cases. So you do need to make sure that you understand the concept and pass on the good, you know, behaviors, even though some of us fell into the credit trap when we were in college. Prepare your kids not to make the same mistakes that you did. And you need to start supervising them early about the concept. So explore credit cards for kids is to introduce the concept of credit with your supervision early, while you can empower them to make wise choices. And this is what this show is all about on Thursday. We talk about helping kids become financially educated and taking financial education to the next level so that we can make smart kids. And I'm going to open up the phone lines in just a second. For those of you all who just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about the kids tonight, so it's your kids, your money, your plans. And we're talking about preparing kids for the concept of credit way before they're even old enough to even get a credit card. They need to be credit savvy and understanding the importance of that. And our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I'm going to open up the phone lines in just 1 second, and I'll go down a really quick checklist of things that you can do to start empowering your children. And the first thing that you definitely need to do is establish a bank account for your kids. Before you introduce them to credit cards, you need to be sure to that you talk to your teen, and even earlier than that, you know, your little ones, about the bank. And banking basics is important. The concept of banking and how to manage their money with a savings account and also a checking account. Credit cards will be the secondary tool that will assist them with their money management, but should never replace a bank account. So that's the first thing. Number one is establish a bank account for your kids. A lot of times they call these the penny accounts. Every bank has them. Credit unions, I believe they even have a kids' account as well. So talk to your local bank. You know, it doesn't have to be one of the big, huge branches. You can have a community bank. Go to the banker. Take your kids with you and have them talk to the banker about what to do with their money. I mean, all children have grandparents, and a lot of times they get money for birthdays or Christmas or even getting a good report card. Helping them to learn the concepts early about money and money management at the earliest possible age, when they're first learning about what a quarter is, what a dime is, what a penny is. That's the time when you need to really start getting them little piggy banks at home. And once that is full, you actually take that to the big bank and sit down with the banker and your child and make them a part of the process. So I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, and the phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to the Chicagoland area. How are you? You are on the air.
Good evening. How are you?
I am doing great. Very, very great on this day that we're talking about kids and money. I always get excited about young people learning the concept of money and how to manage it correctly. So tell me, what were some of your quick tips with the little ones in introducing money to them? And then we're going to go into introducing credit. But tell me, what did you all do when you were little, for one thing? Did your parents open up like a penny savings for you, or did you do that for any child that was in your life?
Well, actually, we have a family tradition that on your eighth birthday, for instance, when you're born, we ask the parents. There's two ways we can do it, depending on what the parents' request is. Instead of buying all those gifts and stuff or outfits, we buy the kids, the infants, a couple of outfits. But what the family would do is get together and buy stocks and bonds. Then we start actively putting a portfolio together for the child for college. So it depends on how they wanted to do it. So that's one of the things. And then later on, when the child became eight, we would always give them a pink, big fat pink piggy.
And oh,
so
cool.
Every time they did, like you said, got good grades, they got so much from everyone, you had to put half in the pink piggy and half was yours to spend. Then we'll say at the end of the year, you take the big old pink piggy and you take it to the bank, and you were again able to put half in the account, and then the other half belongs to you. So they constantly had money flowing, but then the money constantly grew interest from the money that they really weren't touching in the first. They didn't even miss it. So they began to understand how money makes money. And then as they got older, their stocks and bonds that we had all put in savings bonds, had all put in, you got the college payment already, and the parents aren't stressed. And that's from the whole family.
That is a wonderful concept, that your whole family was involved in financially rearing this child. That is great. I mean, that's something that I think a lot of families need to adopt when you have a new baby come into the family. And like you said, especially when you think about the new baby coming, and then there's a christening for a lot of people. They do have that
mm-hmm.
tradition as well, and they give presents for that. So therefore, I mean, like you said, the stocks, the bonds, savings bonds is a really great way to start off a kid.
It's $25, but then it depends on when they become mature, and then what the parents can roll it over and decide themselves what they want to do. Do they want to turn it in for something else? So again, it's a great start, and the parent, and more so, I think it's a great way to take the financial burden off of the parents. We're all in this together.
I think that is a wonderful, excellent concept. Excellent concept. I mean, I think more parents and even grandparents, aunts, uncles, godparents need to be more involved in helping to rear financially smart kids, because I really wish that someone would have told us, first day at, away to college, in the bookstore getting your books, and this application for a credit card, and you're like, ooh, you fill it out and you get accepted, you completely lose your mind. But had your family involved you all, and even me, in the process early, having a respect for money and having a respect for your credit and establishing that. And there's nothing wrong with establishing that early for your child, but having them to understand how money works, how the credit system works, is what
exactly.
is tantamount to making sure that they make proper choices when even using, like you said, using the credit cards or even using the money that's in the bank. When is a good idea to actually take the pink piggy and go to the bank at that point once it's full and putting it, you know, that money into a savings account for the kid, and when actually to open up a checking account for your child and still maintaining the savings account always, you know, explaining to your children about savings and about checking and about an emergency fund. And this is something that, you know, most parents don't think to pass on those values. Just like you try to rear your children to be good citizens, you really want them to be financially savvy as well. They need to understand that the ATM is not just to take money out so that you can spend frivolously. That is not the purpose of what an ATM and what an ATM should mean to you personally. What it means is that it's a means of getting and checking your money, not overspending what you do not need, and making sure that if you do go to the ATM, that you utilize the ones that are given by your bank. Because if you don't, there's penalties on both ends. There's penalties for using an ATM that is not a part of your branch. So you get fees from the banking institution or financial institution that actually owns that machine. And then you get a double whammy because your own bank, because you didn't use their machine, they're going to charge you as well. So it's being double charged. And here again, this is your money. So why are you letting them use and abuse you? And then you need to explain to your children, what exactly does that mean? What is a bank statement? What does the bank statement say? Because a bank statement says a lot about you. It is a report card of your financial wherewithal as far as your financial outlook, what you have done for the month, or what you didn't do if you end up with a negative. What does it mean to have insufficient funds? And this is stuff that, you know, you need to pass on to your children. So I'm going to give the phone number one more time and open up the phone lines, and we're going to continue down the list before we get to our next topic. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. The chat room is open as well. We have a good chat going in the chat room. Wow. Someone just asked a question. At what age would be a good age to introduce a credit card to your kid? That was my next thing. Determining if your teen is ready.
Oh.
Okay. That was my next. That was actually the net. That was number two. Determining if your teen is ready. All right. To determine if your child is really ready for a credit card, it really depends on how he manages his money that he has in his wallet.
I agree.
Okay. So we're talking about, because we already talked about establishing the bank account and understanding the concept of money, and you need to do that as early as possible. When they're able to understand what the concept of money denominations are is when they're actually old enough to start saving. Okay, if you give them an allowance, then that is the time that you should start introducing them to savings, introducing them to what a bank does, what the whole institution of banking is, why it's important to save, all of those things. As soon as they're old enough to understand what the denominations of money is as soon as you should start introducing them to banking in some sense, whether it's credit union, your regular bank, no matter what the institution is, that's when you should do that. Now, number two, to determine if they're ready for credit, depends on how well they're doing with their checking and savings account and what they have in their wallet. To test this, what you should do is you give them an assignment, say, okay, I'm giving you X amount of dollars for the month, and you have to be able to manage everything and get everything that you need and have something left over by the end of the month. And you do that for a couple of months, and you have them write out. You know, a lot of times we have bank, you know, even adults, we have checking accounts, but we never reconciliate our account. And that could be a problem. That's why you end up with overdrafts and you don't know what you did with the money because you did not write it down. And so that's something you need to do with your kids. So also to make sure, like I said, you test it out and see if they're ready by running a couple, you know, maybe for a couple of months you do this. Give them X number of dollars. Tell them they have to have paid for everything that they wanted and have something left over. And once you do that, maybe for 2 or 3 months, and then they have shown you that they're responsible that way. On the third month, what you need to do is you become the creditor for them. And basically what you will do is, say, for instance, there's something that they want, and you give them an IOU. Okay, listen, I will buy this for you, and you have 2 months to pay this off. You have to pay me back. And you write out what the item is. You make them put some money down on it and see how long it takes them. And if they're responsible, give them a due date as to when the money has to be back to you. If they're getting an allowance every 2 weeks, then that means that they should be paying for whatever item that you have purchased for them. And see how well they do with the concept of that. And if they can handle that responsibility, then it might be time for you to move to the next point in my presentation, which is discussing the pros and cons. Okay? Before you get a credit card, be sure that your teen understands the pros and cons of a credit card. Discuss late payment, interest rates, impact of credit report. In addition to that, what does it mean compound daily versus compound monthly as far as interest? You know, insurance premium. Explain to them the different, job offerings may give you benefits to establish a credit history. What is important in your credit history? What does a credit report say about you? What's on there? How do you read it? This is stuff that they need to know. I mean, us as adults, we need to know the same thing, but you need to talk to them about the pros and cons, even before you even give them a credit card. Now, number four, because number three was for pros and cons, number four is evaluate the type of credit cards, because there are different types of credit cards.
Adults need to understand that one.
Yes, they do. Adults definitely need to understand that one. And that is a concept that is very important. You do need to understand that there are different types of cards, and they hold a different type of limit and interest rate.
Annual rate.
And the annual rate, right. And you really need to read the fine print. You need to read the little booklet that's enclosed in your credit card. You need to read that. So evaluating the different types of credit cards. There are different types of credit cards, and they can be used in different ways. Your own credit card is your teen's, and you can add your teen to your card where they have a certain limit and they have to have a certain authorization. My special thing that I think the parents need to do is give them a prepaid card. That's how I would start off a teenager. I definitely would not start them off with a general credit card. I would actually start them off with a prepaid card. You can either get the prepaid Visa cards, but see, this, of course, now, it just gets them into the habit of using a card. Of course, with the prepaid, there is no bill at the end of the month because, it's already predetermined the amount that's on there. But then once they have utilized that, and you don't have to necessarily tell them that it's a prepaid card, but you can give them this and tell them that they have a limit. Now, what you can do as far as, like I told you about the experiment before, you can get a prepaid card that you pay for, and they have to pay you back the money that you use for their card. This is a good way for them to get used to having to pay a credit card bill without actually occurring an actual credit history at that point, but they are getting the concept of how bills work. You can actually do this, and this is what I would actually do with my team, is to get the prepaid card, let them utilize it as if it was a regular credit card, make them keep the receipts, show them to you, and you actually create a bill for them on their based on their purchases. And then they have to pay you back. That is an excellent way to teach them the concept of how to use a credit card and how to pay the bill for your credit card. Then after you do that, I mean, by the time that they get like 16, 17 years old, especially your senior, your 17-year-old, because you want them to be more than prepared by the time they're 18 and off to college. So then they should understand what the guidelines are. And number five is establishing guidelines. Set the ground rules for your teen on how to use a card. Determine what is important to purchase and what is an emergency. Because I know a lot of parents say, okay, listen, you need to use this card only in an emergency. And you need to establish exactly what an emergency is for your children. Okay? An emergency is not that I'm going to go and I just have to have that new pair of jeans that's on sale. That's not an emergency.
An emergency is the school fee is due.
Exactly.
Right, and it needs to be paid.
Or my car is on E, and I don't want to have to push it, so I need
that's
to get gas. You know, so something like that. But you have to establish early on what exactly is an emergency, because there are consequences for using your card wrong. You know, and you need to establish that early on with your children. That concept is so vitally important that we make sure that we properly prepare them for this. And, okay, let's go to number six real quick because we are running out of time. Explain payment requirements. You know, a lot of adults don't even understand that. You know, paying the minimum on your credit card is bad. Teach your teen to pay their bills in full every month. Where possible, pay that credit card bill in full where possible. Because if you don't, those interest rates for credit cards compound daily. Store cards, they compound monthly. Now, with a store credit card, which would be like your department stores, those compound monthly, and with those you can kind of get away with having a balance that you can carry over, and it won't hurt you as bad. But if you have a regular credit card, a regular Visa or MasterCard or American Express, compound daily can be a very bad thing. So you need to teach them to pay that credit card in full every month where possible. You know,
no less than half.
But minimum payments is definitely a no-no. You know, I know we're having hard economic times, but that is a concept and a bad behavior that you do not want to pass on to your children. So teach them that if they can't afford to pay it, they don't need to buy it.
Amen.
Okay, number seven, monitoring the use of your child's credit card. That is important. When you establish a regular credit card, make sure that you are monitoring what your children are buying and how much of the credit limit they're using. If you have a $500 limit on your credit card, do not max out. You only need to use only 10% of what your credit limit is, because that ensures that you are credit worthy, and then therefore your credit history and your credit report will be good because you're not maxing out your limits. So you need to make sure that you teach them that and monitor your credit report, because once they start establishing credit, they need to make sure that you as their parent are monitoring what's going on with their credit history so that they don't become a victim of identity theft. You know, and then number eight, allow small mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. That's just a given. Hell, adults make mistakes. You know, there are going to be times when they forget to pay the bill. There may be a late fee every now and then. And, you know, do not be hard on them because you don't want anybody being hard on you. So, therefore, allow your children to be children. They're going to make the mistakes. They are going to make mistakes, just like you make mistakes. So, you know, we must give them the room to learn. That's what's most important. If you just joined us, then you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about your kids, your money, your plans, and we're talking about introducing the concept of credit cards and credit to your kids. And we just said a couple of the things, and number 9 is outlining the consequences. What happens if you max out your credit card and you don't have the money to pay it? What happens with the late payment? You know, and you need to explain to them the consequences and how that they will not make the mistake and repeat mistake and misuse their credit. Because you don't want them to end up like the majority of adults now, where we did not have this education. No one did take the time to teach us. Please teach your children not to do what you have done. You know, so outlining the consequences, making sure that you allow them the latitude to learn, because it is a learning experience. And here's number 10, and a big one. Should you bail out your teen? If they make a mistake and they mess up their bill, should you as a parent bail them out? I'm going to open up the phone line and find out, and I'll open up the chat room. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. And the chat room is also open. I want to know, do you think you should bail out your children? Do you think
yes,
you should bail them out?
Yes and no. And the reason why I say yes and no, yes, I would actually pay the bill.
Okay.
For the moment. But no, I have no intentions of bailing them out like that because they would be paying me back.
Exactly.
So that's why I said yes and no. Yes, I would pay the bill to get it paid off quickly so they don't, you know, incur anything else. But no, they're not getting off scot-free with that. It's just, I'm just, like, temporarily fixing the problem.
Right, and then that, and then goes back to number 8 when it says that they need to understand the consequences.
Right,
you know,
so that's what I'm saying, yes and no.
And with every good intention to guide your children in the credit process, you know that they're going to make mistakes. And, yes, they're going to get head over heels. But you should definitely not leave the bill unpaid. You know, if your children can't pay it and you can pay it, you should. Do not allow them to damage their credit. Don't do it. You know, there's other ways that you can reprimand them. Take the card back is one thing, but you definitely should bail them out. And,
oh, yeah,
and then with the repercussions that it's going to take them a long time to get it back.
Oh, yeah. You can have them work it off. Oh, there's many other ways to, as we say, semi-torture your child.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, someone in the chat room had just said, you know, Bank of America is now going to be charging $5 for their debit card. And, you know, that's another thing that we need to discuss. We're going to discuss that on another show, the banking practices. But right now, like I said, is you know, we need to teach our children how to be financially educated so that they can be financially smart kids. That is so, so important. And we have a few minutes left, guys, and we're going to quickly talk about starting kids off right, how to get that first job. And I'm not talking about the regular jobs where they actually go to an employer, they're answering an ad, working at McDonald's. I'm talking about the little tykes who, you know, they want to earn extra money too so that they can put some money in that big pink piggy. You know, what do you do when your kid says, hey, you know, I want to make my own money? So, you know, and it does, here's the thing. The funny thing about that concept, I remember when my children were little like that and they wanted to, you know, I added extra chores for them. And even though it was somewhat of a chore for me because when they're little like that and they want their own money, but you see, it seems like you do more work helping them get their money than they do. especially, you know, when they want to mop the floor and the mop is bigger than them. So, or they want to shovel the snow and or rake the leaves or cut the grass. And these are some things that kids can do. And one of our callers was talking a little bit about that. They emailed me about it. So go ahead. I'm giving you the floor for the next few minutes so you could tell us about your great ideas of what you could do with the little kids.
Well, the thing of it is, depending upon your child, one of the lovely things about it is, which I just learned not too long ago, is when your child is going, like you said, mom and dad, I really want, you know, can I earn some money? One of the cutest and most self-confidence thing is getting kids tools that are made specifically for kids, like the rakes, all of that, the lawn stuff, getting them their own gloves, getting stuff specifically for them so they can go out while you're outside doing the lawn. That's how they're earning their extra money. They're raking the leaves, pulling up weeds. But they have their own equipment, their own stuff, and so that brings self-confidence to them. And really it is help. You are doing actually more work because they are messing stuff up. But you know what? That's one time spent with your child.
And right, and it's part of the process.
Great self-confidence for them. It really is.
Well, that's their own
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and not only that, like you said, getting them kid-sized, kid-friendly equipment so that, like, these, you know, they are able to control utilizing the rakes as their size or the shovels that are their size instead of trying to use a big people's shovel where, like I said, the shovel is bigger than the child.
Sure.
And then
yes,
you don't want them to hurt themselves,
head.
But yet and still they can still put forth the effort and make their own money. I think that is excellent.
Yes, I mean, like I said, Menards has this stuff, and, you know, the thing about it is we spend money on other stuff so readily. So you don't go to the show this, you know, maybe you don't go to the show this many times, but instead of going to the show, how about you spending time during this wonderful fall weather and, you know, clean up the yard with your son or daughter, using their equipment, and you're using your rake and their rake, and showing them how to use it correctly. So that way when they have their own homes, this is how you do it. You know, this is how you do this stuff. So,
well,
you know, we got, if we don't teach them, who's going to teach them?
That is so true, and I really want to thank you. That is a great, great tip. I'm going to summarize what we talked about this evening on Secure Your Life, Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans. Tonight we did a summary of 10 things that you need to know to help introduce the concept of credit and credit cards to your kids. We also shortly talked about starting kids off right, how to get that first job when they're little, as far as cutting the grass, mowing the lawn, raking the leaves, doing extra chores, teaching them the concept of money and work and how those two things work in tandem. If you do a good job, then you get paid for it. That concept is very important to pass on to kids. So I want to thank all of my guests, everyone in the chat room, everyone that's on the phone, as well as those who are listening to us now live as well as in the archives. I want to thank all of you all for joining me this evening for Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans. We had a great show. Tune in to us tomorrow for one of my favorite shows of the week, which is Dollar Diva and her Bargain Bettys, and she's going to go all around town and the web on how to save money on bargains, coupons, and everything else. And until then, I'm going to say good night to everyone. Good night.
Good night.